Another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash. Top-notch monogramming, Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh. Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight. LiveWire. Claridge Design Center. Salen's Meat Products. Faber Homes. Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo. Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry. Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor. And the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks very much for being with us this evening. We are back to our regular format with discussion and debate on world soccer, plus interviews with members of our local sports teams, or our soccer teams. And just a moment, we'll be joined by one of the stalwarts of the Rhinos' back line this year, Kyle Hoffer, who'll be leading the team's defense against undefeated Orlando City this Sunday at 4 p.m. at Salem Stadium. Then at 7 o'clock tonight, we'll be joined by Western New York Flash head coach Aaron Lines, who'll be talking about this Friday's big Project Pink match against the Boston Breakers, also at Salem Stadium. And we'll hear from Dick Howard and Michael Lewis to get you the latest news and information about U.S. and world soccer. And now joining us, as always, is our host, Lancers Wall of Famer Joe Redcard Sirianni, who put on a fantastic Festa Italia this past weekend at the IACC.
Well, it's been a tough week for me, and actually a tough 2 weeks, because we put in this fantastic festa at the Italian American Community Center, 150 Frank Dimino Way. For all the people that were there, I'm sure they come out of there satisfied that the food was great, the entertainment was even better than great. So I don't know the adjective to describe it. You know, we had an impersonator that did Dean Martin, and he was superb. We also had people sing Italian song, but basically, we want even though people view us to be the Italian community center, we want to be American Italian community center. So we're trying to change the format so we can become what I am, an American, and you know, as we were talking about before. But I haven't missed, I missed going to the game because I was busy, and the time were contradicted to one another. But I read the newspaper, I followed you, and now I am glad that we're back again talk about soccer, and we're going to talk about local soccer. We're going to talk about the team that we really love and push, and that's the Rhino and the Flash. And when you look at our priorities, I think that they know that their priority. We're a little bit diversified because we talk about world soccer as well. So, and we have the means and we have the people that really are in soccer to be able to talk with some sort of a surety that they know what they're talking about.
So, and they're on the beaches in Brazil.
Yeah, and they've been on the beach of Brazil. They've been. I'm so envious of both of them because they went and saw the game up front. There's nothing better than seeing the game live and hear the people.
Well,
it's the atmosphere, the climax of seeing the players develop,
And of course, next year we'll be able to see the Women's World Cup. We can go up to Canada, the matches in Ottawa and Montreal. Unfortunately, none in Toronto because they have the Pan American Games, but that'll also have soccer too. It'll be over in Hamilton, so a lot of chances next year for us to experience international soccer and the passion that that it brings. But, of course, we have passion right here in Rochester. And joining us right now from a very passionate Rochester Rhinos team, we have a huge match this Sunday against Orlando City. We're joined by Kyle Hoffer. And Kyle's appearance again brought to you by the Rhinos. That's the last time we'll see Orlando City here in Rochester before they make the jump to Major League Soccer. They're undefeated this season. They're in first place. They are the defending champions. So what can you say? This is the match to go see this coming Sunday at 4 p.m. at Salem Stadium. It's supposed to be beautiful, sunny weather. You don't want to miss this match. 454 kick or go to rhinosoccer.com. Kyle, thanks for joining us, and welcome to the show.
How's it going, guys? Thanks for having me.
Oh, no problem. I think it's your first time on the show, so welcome to you, and we appreciate you coming on.
Thank you, man.
Well, I'll tell you, I was calling the game on Saturday, play-by-play, with Ottawa Bossy stepping in, and he did a fantastic job. And I was cringing and hoping that we would find a way to break down Wilmington, because, you know, when you have a team like that, they come in and they pack it in, put everybody behind the ball, and just try to counterattack. It makes it tough for pretty soccer. And I know that the offense did what they could, but unfortunately it didn't go as well as we had hoped. But how did you see the match from your perspective? You know, you saw most of the action from the back because we played most of the game in the Wilmington half of the field. How did you see the match?
I mean, I thought we did quite well. We broke them down a few times. We had some good chances. We fortunately got two goals called back on us. But kept pressing. Unfortunately, we let in a goal about 15 minutes left. Give up. We kept pressing towards the end of the game, trying to get an equalizer. And, you know, that's how the game goes sometimes. Sometimes you get the goals come your way, sometimes they don't. And for us, it happens.
Kyle, this is Joe Suriani. First of all, welcome at Soccer Kick in the Grass, like Andrew said. But my question to you is this. As a defender, you organizing and in many cases you are the line of defense, but also the line of attack, because most of the time the defense is the initiator of the attack. What is it really that the problem with scoring goals? I mean, what is the how do you see it? Is it because the other team have tremendous defense, or because we have, for some reason, we're missing the guy that has the lucky enough to be able to be in the right position at the right time?
Sometimes it is guys just missing the target on good chances. And you see all the quality teams, like you've seen in the World Cup, guys scoring goals when they have the chances, you know. The best teams make the best of their opportunities. But for us, I don't think that it's a huge problem because, you know, against FC Dallas, we put in three goals for the first time this year. I think we just need to stay a little bit more patient against Wilmington. I think we got a little bit anxious, you know, trying to go for that goal when it's 15 minutes left. You know, it's still 4-0. The game could have gone either way. But for us, it's staying patient, keeping the ball, you know, don't get over anxious. And I think eventually the goals are going to come our way. I'm not too worried about that. I mean, we've been good defensively all year, so I think coming into the end of the season, I think it'll start to come our way.
Well, I'll tell you what, what we mentioned on the broadcast, that it's incredible that when we play Wilmington, no team has ever scored more than one goal against the other team. There's either been 0-0, 1-0, or 1-1. And they're just very, very tight defensive games all the time. We've got them one more time, the last game of the season. And they play 9 matches in 24 days, and we're the last one. So hopefully the Rhinos can find a way to break down Wilmington and get a big win in the last game of the season. But I want to talk to you about a couple key moments in the match, and both of them involved you in the second half. Their leading scorer, Samuel Ochoa, came on as a substitute, and he got a breakaway, and you ran him down and stopped that breakaway. So tell us about that play first.
Yeah, I mean, I don't exactly remember how it started up, but he was put in on a breakaway. I think maybe we could have been a little bit more organized in the back, including myself. talking to players, making sure they're, you know, where they need to be. But he got in on a breakaway, and I knew Louis was going to come out, so I kind of just ran as fast as I could just to catch up to him, just kind of give him a little nudge, not try and foul him, but just kind of knock him off balance a little bit. So Louis come out and grab the ball, and you know that's what happened. That helped us a lot, obviously, because it was a one-on-one breakaway with our goalie. But, you know, then again, it happened again, and they ended up capitalizing on it.
Yeah, and then that second play, it was Jordan Hamilton, was also came in as a substitute, the 18-year-old out of Toronto FC. And it was pretty much almost exactly the same play. He got away from the Rhinos back, and you ran him down. He got a shot early off on Soffer that he made the save on, but then the rebound came back to him. And I don't, when we called it, we weren't sure if it came off of him and went into the net or if it came off of you, but you both went for the ball, and it just sort of trickled into the net because Louis was away from the play. How did that one happen?
Right. Well, I mean, yeah, again, you know, he got in on a breakaway, which, to be honest, that hasn't happened many times this season. I haven't really had to make any game-saving plays like that, you know, chasing guys down 1v1. He actually took a very good touch in front of me, so I didn't want to he was one-on-one with the goalie, clear goal-scoring chance, so if I had fouled him, it would have been a red card. So I didn't want to take the foul there, but I did. I tried to get him a little off-balance again, but, you know, Louis made a great stop, kind of back right in the 6-yard box, and I tried to slide tackle it out of bounds, but he ended up kicking my leg into the ball, and I just couldn't get enough on it to get it outside the post.
So he kicked you into the ball, and it went into the net.
Right.
Bizarre. Absolutely bizarre. It was just
it was
really against the run of play too. But like I said, sometimes that happens, but. Tell us about what's the mood of the team right now coming off that loss and knowing you've got a huge, huge match on Sunday against Orlando.
I mean, you know, it's not that bad. I mean, obviously we're disappointed with the loss. I think we lost 3 out of the last 4 games, but I think we just have to stay confident, know our identity, as Coach Bob talked about it to us today, know what we're capable of, and that we're capable of going out and putting up a good performance against anyone. You know, as we saw against FC Dallas, MLS team came in and we beat them 3-0. So I think we just have to take that into account on Sunday. And I think it'll be a good match. You know, when Orlando came here last time, I thought we had one of our best games of the year playing against them. I'm lucky to get only a 1-1 draw. But I think we just have to stay patient. You know, don't worry about the fact that we've lost 3 out of the 4 games. Because we can easily go on a run, you know, toward the end of the season. This happened to me in Charleston as well. We lost 7 out of 8 games and went on a run, won four games in a row, going into the playoffs, and ended up winning the championship. So it's not impossible. It's not a terrible feat that we have to face. You know, we just have to stay focused in training and prepare correctly for the games.
Well, both teams will be well rested. It should be a great match. I'm really looking forward to it, and hopefully, again, it's the last time we're going to see them before they go to Major League Soccer here in Rochester. So it's a big deal, and again, we encourage all the fans to come out. I mean, just to see Orlando City, they're a quality team. They play a nice form of soccer, and it was a great match. The last time was a tough, hard-fought 1-1 draw. And I know, Cal, you guys are really going to be up for this one because, you know, when you play the top team in the league, everybody always gets up for them, especially when you have them in your house.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like you said, they're a great team. They proved that all year without being undefeated. They haven't lost a game. So I'm actually excited for them to come in undefeated. And it'd be nice to hand them the first loss of the season here at Sam Stadium.
Well, we're looking forward to it again. Sunday, 4 p.m., it's part of Soccer Day in Rochester. There'll be soccer going on from morning till night at Salem Stadium all day long. So come out early, enjoy a great day of soccer at the stadium, and again, highlighted by Orlando City against the Rhinos. So, Kyle, good luck to you guys this week, and we'll see you at the stadium on Sunday.
Yep, thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks a lot, Kyle.
Thanks, Carl.
That's Kyle Hoffer from the Rochester Rhinos. Again, get your tickets by calling 454-KICK. It's the best team you're going to see in Rochester this season, the Orlando City Lions against your Rochester Rhinos. Be there 4 p.m. on Sunday at Salem Stadium. When we come back, we'll go live to Toronto, which is a real hotbed of soccer this week. A lot of international matches going on there. We'll speak with Mr. Z or Dick Howard. We'll talk about that and all the latest soccer news around the world here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
This is Dave Sarek, and I listen to Soccer as a Kick in the Grass on WYSL with Joe, my good friend.
Just another day.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
It's the annual Project Pink game this Friday night at Salem Stadium as the Western New York Flash host the Boston Breakers, featuring U.S. internationals Heather O'Reilly and Christy Mewis. Kickoff is at 7:30 p.m. The Flash will wear limited edition pink jerseys you can win after the match, along with baskets made by each Flash player, with all proceeds benefiting the Rochester Breast Cancer Coalition. Get your Flash tickets by visiting the Salem Stadium box office at 460 Oak Street through WNYFlash.com or by calling 454-KICK. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Kusha Kush, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Chi Lai Paul Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge Custom Designs and builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality. And the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClarideDesignCenter.com.
The Rochester Rhinos look to make a big statement in the USL Pro League this Sunday afternoon at 4:05 as they host undefeated and first place Orlando City for the final time before the Lions move up to MLS next season. Come celebrate Soccer Day in Rochester as over 50 New York State West teams participate in a pre-match soccer tournament at Salem Stadium. Following the Rhinos contest, watch the best men's and women's amateur soccer teams compete for RDSL championships. Purchase your tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on this important match. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Stand by.
Now,
on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. It's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame, and a 2013 inductee into the Rochester Lancers Hall of Fame, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
In our international report with Dick Howard, brought to you this week by Arthur Treacher's Fish and Chips. The newest location is open today in Spencerport at the Tops Plaza, 47 Slayton Avenue. The phone number to call to place your orders, and believe me, you want to get your order in early, 352-9800. The latest Arthur Treacher's in Rochester. Good evening, Dick. Welcome back to North America.
Obrigado, guys. North of Treacher's in Rio de Janeiro. Maybe there's a spot there for a fish and chip shop.
Well, you know, Sammy was over there exploring the avenue for him to build and to bring pizza in North of Treacher there.
You shouldn't be in Rochester this week. You should be up here in Toronto. We got Roberto Baggio and the Italian legends tonight playing, and they got Mario Balotelli and Milan on Thursday night.
Well,
very much Italian content.
I think that once you know that Andrew and I were talking about that just prior to the show, and we said, what are we doing in Rochester? We should be drinking right now.
Well, I know what I'm doing. I'm trying to earn a living. That's about all I can do. But, yeah, tonight there's a huge game up there, and, you know, the match is practically sold out from what I've seen. They just released, I guess, some tickets. The match starts at 8 o'clock, so I don't think we can make it from Rochester at this point. But, you know, you've got all the Italians and the Portuguese. There's huge contingents in Toronto. But then on Thursday, boy, that's the match I want. I would love to be there because you've got Milan and all the Italian fans who are going to support Milan against Olympiacos, and there's such a huge Greek contingent in Toronto as well. That is going to be some match to see. It's the first match of the Guinness Cup, and it's going to be a great tournament this year with eight of the best international teams competing.
And then you've got Toronto FC playing Tottenham Hotspur on the Wednesday night, so we've got something for everybody, guys.
You know what, Dick, one of the things that I regret the present right now is that in the past when all those teams were doing the tours, we were able to bring those people, those teams in Rochester and expose the people right here to the beautiful game that's played by, you know, named teams. It just baffles me to not understanding what so many things have changed in Rochester.
Some great teams, Joe, as you say. Manchester City and company, I remember them well. And good competition, obviously, and great for fans to see, you know, first-class teams, you know, teams that are playing in the top level. And it's exactly. Pre-season, so the players are wanting to establish their position. So it's not like an end-of-season tournament where sometimes teams that don't have the same kind of focus. But certainly going to be great for soccer fans this week here in Toronto.
Yeah, all those games are going to be capacity crowds at BMO Field, and I think at least one of those games we may be able to see, that Milan match. I believe most of the Guinness Cup matches will be available in one way or another on television. But so certainly a lot of things to look forward to. And of course, coming up next week, Dick, I believe next week or the week after, the Women's Under 20 World Cup starts, and there'll be matches.
Starts August 5th. Yep.
So a lot
and hopefully that'll bring fans north from Rochester, because I know there's lots of fans that follow the women's game, and then they'll certainly see some great teams playing here in BMO Field as one of the venues for the Women's World Cup under 20 version.
And unfortunately, not next year because of the Pan Am Games, but I mentioned earlier Ottawa and Montreal will have Women's World Cup matches next year. We'll have to see where the United States gets put into the World Cup, what group they're in and where they're playing. So keep our fingers crossed we'll be able to see some matches. But
go to Montreal.
I would love. I've never been to Montreal. I'd love to go there sometime. Actually, never been to Ottawa either. So, Dick.
You've got two. You can go to both venues. It's a nice road trip for Andrew, going into Montreal and then continuing on to our nation's capital. You'd enjoy it.
Well, we'll see what happens next year. But, Dick, there's been a lot of news that actually was broken today. And then the biggest news, I think, and I saw this, I guess I'm not surprised, but it's just, soccer and politics and world events often collide. We saw it with the U.S. having to move their friendly against Ukraine before the World Cup to Cyprus. And now this terribly situation in Ukraine, Shakhtar Donetsk, a city that's right in the middle of this whole conflict with the Russians, and of course the tragedy that happened with the Malaysian Airlines jet being shot down last week. Six members of Shakhtar, including Fred from the Brazilian World Cup team, have decided they're not going to be going back to Shakhtar. They're afraid for their lives. Then the club's website, they said they will suffer. It's like, well, what are you going to do to them? I mean, it's just a terrible situation. They can't play in their home stadium because of the fighting. And I'm actually surprised that FIFA or the UEFA has not stepped in about their Champions League matches. I don't think any team's going to want to travel there, considering what's going on.
Certainly a good point, Andrew, what you mentioned. And certainly they don't even know where they're going to be playing their games. The season starts this coming weekend, and the Ukrainian Football Federation has yet to decide where the club will play, which, you know, makes it even more confusing. It's almost, I think, a case where you possibly have to suspend operations for the league until things settle down. But it's certainly a very dangerous situation, and you can understand why the players and their families are concerned about traveling and playing in an area which is very volatile at the moment.
It's all, and we also send our prayers out to all the families who lost their loved ones in that terrorist act. Go ahead, Joe.
Does FIFA have an obligation to put the pressure on the
No, it's solely FIFA will abide by the decision that is made by the National Federation. And FIFA will not sort of enter into it until that is the case, I would think, in this situation. But it's up to the Ukrainian Football Federation to make the decision.
Right, and this Shakhtar is a boatload of Brazilian players who...
The owner is a billionaire. They've achieved a lot of success in recent years, some very talented players. And as you rightly mentioned, a lot of South American players playing in Ukrainian football.
So we'll certainly be following that. But, Joe, some big news for Juventus today. They signed a major player from away from the English game.
Well, that's, you know, I think it's the right addition to Juventus. I think Juventus, got a new coach, Allegri, and he has a big responsibility to fill Antonio Conte's shoes in the achievement that he made. And I'd like to have Dick, his opinion about what he thinks about Conte resigning from Juventus. I mean, what's your...
Well, you're talking about the signing of Patrice Evra.
Yes.
I think it's a good deal, £1.2 million. I think it's a bargain. He's still got a couple of years left with him. A talented player. I think he would fit in well with the way Juventus certainly were playing last season. Whether it'll be different with a new coach this time around. But, no, I think it's good for both players because... Patrice Evra, as we know, has done so well for Manchester United and for Les Bleus over the years, has been collecting a lot of trophies. But then you've got a situation that Manchester United have signed for £27 million, Luke Shaw from Southampton, and Evra would have been competing with him for that left-back spot, so it's probably a good move on his part.
So certainly some more pedigree for Juventus, so playing Evra on the left and Lichtsteiner on the right of the defense. It'll be some exciting football at the in Turin this year. And the other big news, Dick, two of the major names in international football announced their retirement. One was earlier last week. Philipp Lahm, the captain of the world champion Germans, have announced his retirement. And today, Steven Gerrard said he will no longer wear the Three Lions jersey of England. So tell us what your thoughts are on those two players.
Oh, I think it's Stevie G. What a player for Liverpool over the years. He's been great, hasn't he? 114 caps for England. You know, number three behind David Beckham and Peter Shilton. Great player. Love him playing for Liverpool. What a guy. Plays for his club, plays for his country, gives 110% all the time. Great, great player. Sorry loss for Roy Hodgson, of course, and the England team. But good for the Blues and Reds because they're going to see him a lot more regularly. And as I say, what a great club man for Liverpool Football Club.
And Philipp Lahm, the captain of Germany, announcing his return. I guess, you know, when you're the captain and you win the World Cup and you're past 30 years old, I guess there really isn't much more you can do.
they say, Andrew, don't they, that you should go out at the top, and what could be better, you know, than hold that World Cup trophy? So I think a good decision. But again, another player that has done so well for his club and his country, and you rarely see them have bad games, either Steven Gerrard or Philip Lahm. They will both be missed, of course, but given what Germany did in the World Cup, they've got some very talented youngsters coming through, and the same, of course, with England.
Dick, I like your comments on Antonio Conte resigning from Juventus. What do you think about that?
With regards to?
The coach, Antonio Conte.
Well, this is the situation. I haven't followed it because I've been reading so many Portuguese papers over the past 3 weeks, so you can probably fill me in on exactly what happened and what transpired.
Well, they just made an announcement that he and Juventus come to an amicable solution, that he was resigning as coach of Juventus. Now, he had 1 year left in his contract. And the rumors were that he wanted to win the Champions League, he wanted the Juventus to buy more players. And of course, the Juventus got the regulation they got in Europe that they can only spend so much money. Plus, on the other side, I think that there's, you know, the national coach job is open. Nobody's got it yet. So I wonder,
well, you know, you look at what he's done with Juve, and you know, fabulous. And as I say, with the national coaching position open, it'll be interesting to see what some of the veterans feel tonight following the game, if they're interviewed, because I'm sure Roberto Baggio and Franco Baresi and Paolo Maldini and company will have some idea who they'd like to see as the new coach of Azzurri. But no, I didn't know the rationale, what happened. I was just surprised to see the announcement.
Well, Dick, I tell you, you mentioned those names. I'm thinking to myself, what am I doing here? Why am I not in Toronto seeing great, great players?
Pauleta, Dimas, Gomes, you know, the Portuguese have got a strong team as well. It should be an interesting contest. And as you rightly mentioned, you know, the communities in Toronto, the Italian, the Portuguese and the Greek community have got their chance to show their love of the game over the next few days.
Something tells me after the match there's going to be a lot of wine being consumed by fans of
They had a big dinner last night, so hopefully they didn't drink too much last night. But a local team, the York Region team that plays in the Canadian Soccer League, sponsored the visit, and hopefully it goes well and they raise a lot of money for a local charity.
Well, I'm sure even if they've had a few wines last night, they're going to put on an entertaining show, and a lot of goals will be scored and a lot of memories will be shared. So, well, Dick, we appreciate you being on as always. We're glad you're back in North America, and we appreciate all the insight, and we'll talk to you again next week as we continue our getting ready for the start of the European leagues. I can't believe we're saying that. It's our World Cup's already done.
Amazing, guys. Obrigado. A great chat to you again. Take care, guys. Obrigado. Bye for now.
Thanks, Dick. Yeah. Bye-bye. Dick Howard here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. You can hear Dick and Michael Lewis every week here on our show, giving you the latest insights on world soccer and U.S. soccer. Coming up next, we'll be joined by the head coach of the Western New York Flash, Aaron Lines. We'll talk about this Friday's match against the Boston Breakers at Salem Stadium here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Abby Wambach. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL. Baby, I'll spill a mat. Well, honey, it ain't your money. Cause baby, I got plenty of hat. I love you for your pink Cadillac. First leather seats, riding in the back, cruising down the street.
The Voice of Liberty. WYSL. You're listening to WYSL 1040.com, 92.1 FM, and 1040 AM WYSL Avon Rochester.
The Rochester Rhinos look to make a big statement in the USL Pro League this Sunday afternoon at 4:05 as they host undefeated and first place Orlando City for the final time before the Lions move up to MLS next season. Come celebrate Soccer Day in Rochester as over 50 New York State West teams participate in a pre-match soccer tournament at Salem Stadium. Following the Rhinos contest, watch the best men's and women's amateur soccer teams compete for RDSL championships. Purchase your tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on this important match. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home, built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great homes, great price.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
The Rochester Lancers would like to thank all their fans for supporting the team at the Blue Cross Arena the past 3 seasons. Because of you, the Lancers led the league in attendance for the 2nd straight year. Later this fall, the Lancers will be back in the brand new Nationwide Major Arena Soccer League, so don't miss out. Lancer season tickets are now on sale for just $150 for any seat at the Blue Cross Arena. Call 872-KICK or visit ourlancers.com to purchase your tickets today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
It's the annual Project Pink game this Friday night at Salem Stadium as the Western New York Flash hosts the Boston Breakers, featuring U.S. internationals Heather O'Reilly and Christy Mewis. Kickoff is at 7:30 p.m. The Flash will wear limited edition pink jerseys you can win after the match, along with baskets made by each Flash player, with all proceeds benefiting the Rochester Breast Cancer Coalition. Get your Flash tickets by visiting the Salem Stadium box office at 460 Oak Street through WNYFlash.com or by calling 454-KICK. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Insurance companies do their best to reward safe drivers with savings. But do they really know how you drive every day? And can they reward you for it? The answer is yes. Introducing DriveWise from Allstate, an amazing little device that simply plugs in under your dash, collects driving data from your car, and gets you the savings you truly deserve.
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo, 244-2130. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
DriveWise from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda,
Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA Wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Pink, it's my new obsession.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battista here with Joe Redcard Sirianni. So waiting on Aaron Lyons to join us. And again, mentioned everybody that the Western New York Flash will be playing on Friday night against the Boston Breakers at Salem Stadium. It's the annual Project Pink game to support breast cancer. All the proceeds for the events will go to, not the event, the raffle, the baskets and the jersey auction will go to the Breast Cancer Coalition of Rochester. It's always a big game, Joe.
I tell you, Charlie Sheridan and I, that one time when we did the Lancer Union, we did the same thing with them, with the Breast Cancer Society of Rochester. And first of all, it's a very good cause. Secondly, I think that we raised a good amount of money to give it to them. And I'm so proud that we did it because it's a good cause, especially now where SIM cancer is rampant all over with many, many people that I know, you know. So it's a good cause.
And so, again, this Friday night, its game starts at 7:30. Call 454-KICK or go to WNYFlash.com to get your tickets. And we're now joined by the head coach of the Western New York Flash, Aaron Lyons. Aaron, thanks for being with us tonight.
Thanks for having me, guys.
How are you, Aaron?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Is the baby keeping you up or what?
Sorry, I missed that.
Is the baby keeping you up?
Is the baby keeping me up?
Yeah.
My wife's been really good about that. She's been taking a lot of that load off me so I can focus on the Flash and other things we got going on. Yeah.
You haven't changed no diaper yet, I assume, right?
No, I've changed a ton of diapers. I actually like changing diapers.
Wow, what a guy, boy! Alex should be very very thankful to have you as a husband. I tell you, and I'm sure you're thankful to have her and your newborn. So again, we wish you all the best with your family and the Flash, boy. It's just been one of those seasons, you know. With every time something good happens and there's a setback, it's up and down, kind of like the Rhino season as well. And Friday, certainly, you guys came back from a one-goal deficit right after, and they say 5 minutes after a goal is scored is the most dangerous time for a team that scores, and it happened on Friday when Sam Kerr got the equalizer against FC Kansas City, and then the goalkeepers took over, and it was a great performance by both Kelsey Weiss and Nicole Barnhart.
Yeah, no, it was. it's certainly been a roller coaster ride, you know, so far. But I think the very encouraging thing is, you know, we're 3 points off the playoff pack, and we're right in the mix. Although, you know, obviously it has been, as you said, a roller coaster ride a little bit this season. But you know, if we can finish this strong and we rely on a couple of results to go our way, we can sneak in the playoffs. And, that's the position that we wanted to be in all season. Obviously, we'd like to have a few more points on the board and be further up the table. That's not the case, and we'll be doing what we can to make sure we take care of this one game at a time, starting with Boston on Friday night.
Aaron, just can you elaborate a little bit on Abby condition, whether she's going to be able to play this year or not?
You're asking about Abby?
Yes.
Yeah, Abby has started training today with the team, and she looks really good. You know, she's put in a lot of work in Portland, a lot of rehab, and actually last week we had the physiotherapist for the U.S. national team spent the week with us and helped prepare Abby with our staff to get her where she is right now, and hopefully ready, you know, for some minutes this weekend.
Wow. Very good news. Very good news there. Breaking here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. You may see the number 20 in the flash lineup. It's been a long time. We're looking at the player stats, Aaron. She just played 6 matches this year, and the Flash have played 19. And that, I'm sure that's one of the big reasons why we've seen, you know, the up and down season. When you lose a player of Abby's caliber, it's very hard to, you know, to come back from that. I mean, any team could tell you that if you lose a Messi or a Cristiano Ronaldo or a player of that caliber.
Well, just to give you an example, I mean, last year Abby had 11 goals and 8 assists. So that's directly involved in 19 of a total of 36 goals that we scored. So over half the goals that she was directly involved in, that's either with a final pass or a goal. That doesn't include the, that pass that she gave to the assist to other, you know, obviously other areas of the game that she helped us enormously. So it's, the group is, it's done okay to be where we are right now, you know, considering Abby's only played in this 6 games. So we're in the mix. We're excited about the challenge. We're embracing it. And obviously it's a little bit new territory for us. And but we're hoping to finish strong.
Is everybody else healthy, you know, for the rest of the season? You got any major injuries or anything like that?
Obviously, besides Lydia Williams.
Yeah.
Well, we've had 2 ACLs. I haven't had an ACL in my sixth season with the Flash, and we've had 2 this season in the same position, in the goalkeeper position. So, with losing A.D. French the first week of preseason, and then Lydia Williams 2 weeks ago. So, yeah, I mean, that's not ideal, obviously. But we've got Kelsey, who's came in against Washington, was phenomenal, and then followed that up with a solid performance against Kansas City. She can keep doing that, and we can up our game a little bit, so we'll be in good shape.
Well, coming up this Friday night, it's the Boston Breakers, and they had a very interesting match, to say the least, on Sunday, the nationally televised game against Portland. They were ahead 3-2 in that match in the first half, and they ended up losing 6-3. Certainly was an exciting match for the ESPN debut of NWSL, but I'm sure Boston does not like to surrender 6 goals, so I'm sure they're going to be coming in on Friday looking for a win, and it's been tough for them this year, only 3 wins out of 18 matches.
Yeah, no, Boston's not going to be happy with the loss, and certainly not conceding 6, but it was a great spectacle for the women's game and the world-class players that we have playing in this league week in, week out. It really was, you know, a great game of attacking-minded football from both teams. Boston slightly more defensive, perhaps, than Portland overall. But, it was a great spectacle for the game. Hopefully we can follow up with our ESPN game against Sky Blue later on this month.
Well, Aaron, we appreciate you being on the show tonight. We look forward to seeing you this Friday night. Again, it's the Project Pink game, so all you fans out there, support this very good cause, the Breast Cancer Coalition of Rochester. Come support the Western New York Flash against the Boston Breakers. And again, we may see Abby on the field on Friday if everything goes well. We'll certainly keep you abreast of that. Aaron, thanks again, and we'll see you this weekend.
Thanks for having me, guys. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Cheers. Yep.
Bye-bye.
Aaron Lindsay, head coach of the Western New York Flash, here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll be joined by Michael Lewis, and we'll have the U.S. Soccer Report. A lot of things going on in the Big Apple this weekend. We'll talk about that next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
This is McCall Zerboni from the Western New York Flash, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WISL.
Purple hat band.
It's the annual Project Pink game this Friday night at Salem Stadium as the Western New York Flash host the Boston Breakers, featuring U.S. internationals Heather O'Reilly and Christy Mewis. Kickoff is at 7:30 p.m. The Flash will wear limited edition pink jerseys you can win after the match, along with baskets made by each Flash player, with all proceeds benefiting the Rochester Breast Cancer Coalition. Get your Flash tickets by visiting the Salem Stadium box office at 460 Oak Street through WNYFlash.com or by calling 454-PICK. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
The Rochester Rhinos look to make a big statement in the USL Pro League this Sunday afternoon at 4:05 as they host undefeated and first place Orlando City for the final time before the Lions move up to MLS next season. Come celebrate Soccer Day in Rochester as over 50 New York State West teams participate in a pre-match soccer tournament at Salem Stadium. Following the Rhinos contest, watch the best men's and women's amateur soccer teams compete for RDSL championships. Purchase your tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on this important match. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and Tropigol.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
Now, U.S. Soccer Domestic Report with Michael Lewis, brought to you tonight by Claridge Design Center, 3240 Chilai Avenue in Chilai. Go to ClaridgeDesignCenter.com for all of your kitchen and bath needs, and spell center the English way, C-E-N-T-R-E. Mm-hmm. And we're going out down to the Big Apple. Michael, how's it going tonight?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you, Andrew?
Oh, very good. And looking forward to some great preseason friendlies coming up. And I know there's a big match coming up on Saturday with the Red Bulls and Arsenal coming to town. I'm sure that's going to draw a nice crowd.
Yes, and it's probably, I don't know if he's going to admit it at a press conference on Thursday, but it's got to be an emotional moment for Thierry Henry. Granted, he's not returning to the stadium where he scored all those goals and set all those records, but he's playing against his former team, his former coach, so I'd like to think it would be an emotional game for him, or at least a half. I don't know how long he's going to play, but my gut feeling is it won't be a full 90.
Is he going to play for his former team too, or just
I don't think he's going to pull off a Pelé where he played for the Cosmos and then Santos. This is, you know, it's hard to make of this game what it really is. Is it a retire? I don't think it's a retirement game, because Henry has not made up his mind yet on whether or not he'll return to the Red Bulls next year. I don't think they've talked about it. At least they haven't mentioned it. But it would be pretty cool if he did that. But maybe that's a surprise that they're waiting to pounce upon us come Saturday. Guess we'll have to wait.
Yeah, that Michael made a reference to Pelé's retirement match where he played a half for the Cosmos and a half for his Brazilian club Santos, and it was a televised, it was from Giant Stadium. They had a gigantic crowd there to say goodbye to the many people say, I think most people say, he was the greatest player who ever lived. But Henry, certainly one of the greatest players of our generation, still doing it for the Red Bulls. And of course, next year, Michael, the Red Bulls are going to have competition, New York City FC, and there's some big rumors floating around that they're going to have another player signing, another very famous Spaniard by the name of Xavi, who will be joining their side. And then, of course, Frank Lampard, I guess, waiting to also make his signing. And that'll be my first jersey I get will be for Frank Lampard when he signs for New York City FC. So, and it's going to be Yankee Stadium, so you're going to be spending a lot of time there next year, I'm sure.
Definitely. I think the Red Bulls have to be concerned just for the first 18, 19 years of MLS. They were the only team in the New York area. Now they've got competition. They have some competition with the Cosmos, but my gut feeling is that's a different crowd, different area. But, Grant, and yes, while NYCFC is across the Hudson River, at least media-wise, the Red Bulls might not necessarily get as much play on newspapers, radio, or in the newspapers. I know there's the internet where you can write about things forever, but there's just a limit of how much space and time you want to give a team. So I think they have their work cut out for themselves in terms of marketing the team. We'll see what happens. The baby of the league right now.
And in New York City, you're seeing the signs for David Villa, the first signing of New York City FC, the blue and white, the same colors as Manchester City. And they will be at Yankee Stadium next week against Liverpool, and I'm sure there will be a massive crowd at the house that Ruth built. It's going to become now the house that Manchester City built, I guess, is there obviously a big part of New York City FC.
And I'm looking forward to the game in that you're playing the English Premier League champions against the runners-up. You don't see that very often. I understand it's a friendly, an exhibition game, preseason match. Players are looking to get into shape, but I'm keeping my fingers crossed. It'll be entertaining. As a writer, I'm looking for the best story. I think as a spectator, I'm looking for a little entertainment.
Mike, the North American Soccer League and the Cosmo, certainly there were a lot of naysayers about the league going defunct, they didn't do this, they didn't do that.
Why are you looking at me, Joe?
Because you said that, that's why. What do you think? I mean, they drew 15,000 in Ottawa. What is the status of the North American Soccer League as far as you are concerned right now?
Drawing 14,000-15,000 is excellent in that league, no matter where you are. We'll see what they do in the second game. Everyone wants to go to that first game. I think what the league has to be concerned about is the Cosmos' attendance, which has really dipped tremendously. The last game where I was at, a 3-1 loss to San Antonio, a 3-1 home loss, they got, 3,800. And that will not do for a New York team in any sport. And you're talking about 3,800 in a stadium that seats about 11,800 people. So that was a pretty sparse crowd, and that's something that I think the Cosmos and the league have to be concerned about, but they can't duplicate that effort.
Ottawa is opening their brand-new stadium that they'll be using for the World Cup next year, the Women's World Cup. So certainly it's going to be interesting to see what happens as the next year, of course, the USL Pro will basically be the MLS Reserve League. So MLS will have every team will be represented in one way or another. And it'll be interesting to see what New York City FC does. We know the Red Bulls are going to have their reserve team in the USL Pro next year. And I wonder, Michael, what do you think of New York City FC? Do you think they'll put a team there, or will they maybe hook up with a existing team?
Well, that's a good question. First year, I would say that their prom team would be Manchester City, but that would be a bad joke because they had plenty of players to choose from there. I don't even know where to go with that answer. No one's really talked about it, but they definitely need a team out there to have their younger players play on a regular basis.
Well, that's something to ponder. We'll talk about that as we move along as things move along with New York City FC. But, Michael, have fun with the Red Bulls match against Arsenal, and we'll talk next week about, again, the big match at Yankee Stadium with Manchester City against Liverpool. Have fun at your match you're covering tonight.
Hey, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Have a great week, gentlemen.
Thank you, Michael.
Mike. Bye-bye.
It's Michael Lewis here, Michael again, and Dick Howard every week here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And if you want to be part of our show as a sponsor, you can give Joe Sirianni a call at 414-5122. We would love to have you as a part of the Soccer is a Kick in the Grass family. We want to thank our guests tonight, Kyle Hoffer from the Rochester Rhinos with Dan Giroux, Greg Stanton, Dave Selinsky, Pat Erkley, Aaron Lyons from The Flash with Jackie Maynard and Mike Cipolla. The Flash in action Friday against Boston at 7:30 for the Project Pink match. And Sunday at 4 o'clock, it's the Rhinos hosting undefeated in first place Orlando City at the stadium. 454 kick to get your tickets. This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni, Dick Howard in Toronto, Michael Lewis in New York, and Bob D'Angelo down at WYSL. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30 for our next edition of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Buenas noches.
Good night, everybody.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash. Top-notch monogramming, Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh. Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight. LiveWire. Claridge Design Center. Salen's Meat Products. Faber Homes. Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo. Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry. Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor. And the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.